Well, hello guys, how are you? Bit rainy here today, overcast, grey, you know, the usual. But here's a news item with a difference. It's a bit of an old news item, but it kind of has a twist. That's why I thought I'd sort of show you guys. So this couple got married in 1990. They were together for quite some time and had three children. You know, yada, yada, yada. But then the wife had some serious medical conditions arise, which put a lot of strain on their marriage. But the man at the time said to save his marriage and his wife's life, he gave her his kidney. He was a perfect match. But after 4 years, the wife filed for divorce anyway. I mean, after 4 years, the kidney's working fine. She doesn't really need him anymore. She'll just take the house, the station wagon, the dog, the kids, any money, and his kidney, and she'll be off. But the guy says, not so fast. He either wants his kidney back or £1.2 million. Now, of course, this request would fly if it was a femon in divorce courts, but this is a male. And we all know the divorce courts are completely rigged so that femons can lie, deceive, run their scams, and get all the important stuff. And this is where femons shine in divorce courts, if you notice. Take a look at the picture of the femon. This is the femon's betrayal state. And they all seem to do that one very well. Of course, this man's request was laughed upon. And if you've ever noticed, in nearly every divorce, it's always the man's fault. You know, it's character assassination. The femon always comes across as the victim. And generally speaking, in most cases, it's the femon's fault the marriage has broken down. She's probably found another man. So you be careful out there, guys. And if you go on a first date with a femon and she asks you, is your kidney healthy? And what blood type are you? Run like hell. I'll put a link to the news item below. It's a bit of an old news item, but nevertheless. So anyway, guys, what do you think of my new news bar? Let me know what you think about it. You know, because I do everything for you, you know. Take it easy.